All right, with records shattered and spirits lifted, Detroit Lions, Michigan Wolverines, and the city itself, well, it basked in the glow of the momentous occasion. Among the highlights, the announcement of the NFL draft attendance record, a staggering 775,000-plus attendees. That was the pinnacle moment. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to delve into this behind-the-scenes effort that made it all possible, Alexis Wiley is founder and CEO of Moment Strategies and co-chair of the 2024 NFL Draft Detroit Local Organizing Committee. Alexis, nice to speak with you this morning.
It's great speaking with you this morning.
The city was approaching the corner, I thought, when it came to dealing with the fireworks crowd and Thanksgiving parade, but I think the city has, like, turned the corner this time, you know, being host to 775,000 fans from all over. When were you able to take a breath?
You know what? I think it's really just dawning on me now, just in terms of just how fast we were moving and just how much work was going into this. So it's been pretty amazing. I'm just in awe of all the hard work and all the people who pulled everything together, ranging from just Detroit Police with, you know, leadership of Chief White. I mean, my gosh, they did just a wonderful job. Everybody who was working as part of the teammates program. The best thing for me when I was just kind of walking through the crowd was just, you know, how nice everybody was, you know, just how happy people were all just to be down there having a great time, cheering the Lions or their home team and really just cheering for Detroit. You know, it was a very, very cool moment.
Alexis, I think it came out a couple days ago about how it almost was held on Belle Isle. When was it decided, no, not Belle Isle, yes, downtown?
Well, you know, I, for one, I think there was an initial group of people like the Lions, the mayor, and Visit Detroit that were part of those early discussions. But I think it was pretty early when they decided that this really needed to be in the city, surrounded by the energy, the great buildings, just really the dynamic. I think one of the things that made having the draft downtown so special was, you know, that backdrop. I mean, that view of all those buildings and really that vibrant downtown. I think that's one of the things that also made it so well attended and also so highly rated. I mean, we know that we had really high ratings on Thursday night, Friday night. People were just really enthralled by what they were seeing. You know, Belle Isle is a fantastic, beautiful place and one that, you know, I am very, very fond of, living very close to Belle Isle. But I think there's just something, if you're really trying to tell people about Detroit, really important to be in the city. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think was really accomplished here.
Well, the fact that we could showcase these architectural gems that we have, and I mean, we wouldn't have them without Dan Gilbert rehabilitating them. And I mean, everything came together and the stars aligned there. A great article in the Wall Street Journal about making Detroit more of a tourism destination. 17% of our visitors come for meetings and conventions, 24% for business, but over half come for leisure. I know that the goal is to have 25 million visitors by 2030. That's somewhere in the neighborhood of a 50% increase. How are we going to do that? And how much of the good publicity from this weekend will help jumpstart us to that goal?
You know, I think when you point to the publicity for this weekend, I think that's going to be huge, right? So many people, millions and millions and millions of viewers from around the country had a chance to see what Detroit was like, to get a chance to actually see it themselves. And I know there are going to be so many more people who are going to say, you know what, I want to come and check out my team and come in town for a Lions game, Red Wings, just really getting a chance to come and experience our city. And we know there's tons of potential. I know that you all covered this as well. You know, the mayor's been and some other, you know, the Pistons and such are in talks with the NBA about potentially getting an all-star game, right? Which I think is a very real possibility. What we showed was that we can host large-scale events. And I think when you think about how we grow Michigan, I think things like this are really critical to really telling people, hey, come check out Detroit. And I feel like there'll be plenty of people who, like me, will come check out Detroit and then decide that they want to live here. And, you know, 14 years later, here I am. So,
Alexis, you know, the draft was not only big, you know, for the fans, but also for the small businesses that did a bang up job, and I'm sure it was a big boost to them. It was almost like Christmas in April.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that what was so special when you were, you know, walking around the footprint, how many of those different businesses were completely sold out, right? I mean, everybody who had a space were talking about how they sold out of everything.
Yeah.
And you've got businesses that, you know, weren't really sure what kind of benefit they'd see. They had streams of people because we had so many people, especially when you consider when they closed the entry points, people still stayed around and had a great time. They went to the restaurants in Greektown. They went to Corktown. They were in Eastern Market. They went beyond Southwest Detroit, all over the city. And they really had a wonderful experience. I got so many texts over the weekend from business owners who, you know, we started talking to almost a year ago, who were not even in the footprint, who said, oh my gosh, we did so amazing. I know a business owner who told me that she has a business in the Greektown area. She said it did great, but also her business on Livernois did great. And she was just saying how excited she was and really that this was truly the inclusive event that we promised it to be. And that really meant a lot to hear from business owners firsthand.
It was like three Black Fridays.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I was going to ask you, is there an anecdote that you'll think back about this weekend? I mean, I know there are many.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, it was looking out at that crowd. And like, I think what was really fun for me was like, I'd go down and be in the crowd and you go to the theater area and walk around. And that was impressive in itself because you got a chance to feel the energy from people, right? But then my husband had a party and I was up at in the area where they're having the party, looking down and you see the sea of people. And then you look at the TV and you think, oh my gosh, our city looks amazing, right? From every vantage point, Detroit was just gorgeous. And it was, mm-hmm. it was really fun to think back to like a time when, you know, when I joined the city, we were still going through bankruptcy, right?
Yeah.
Half our office was split. Kevin Orr had one half and the mayor had another half. And people, the stories about Detroit, we were always on the bottom. We were always, people were all, I always wanted to just say like, I wanted people to see the city that I experienced, a city that I just thought was such a special place. And that so many, we all thought, and we all think is such a special place. And I think this was the first time for me where I felt like it really, the narrative really reflected just how great we are as a city, a community. And I think it's going to pay dividends for years and years to come.
Yeah, we don't even know how large those dividends will be because this kind of defies estimation.
It
absolutely
does. All right. Alexis Absolutely. Wiley, founder and CEO of Moment Strategies and co-chair of the 2024 NFL Draft Detroit Local Organizing Committee. Alexis, always great to speak with you. Thanks so much for being here on JR Morning.
Thank you. And thank you for all your support. I mean, I think you all have been a wonderful champion of the event and just such wonderful champions of the city always. So thank you for everything.
All right. Thank you. And coming up, Craig Monger will give us an update on the Ingham County District Court preliminary exams for those six of the 16 Republicans who signed the certificates claiming that former President Trump won the 2020 election.